Country Bob FM. Here we go.
So it is the Bob Almanac, and you made me aware of one yesterday.
It was 3 in the morning when she took me apart. She wrecked the furniture,
my staff.
She wrecked my heart. She danced on my head like Fulton Murray. The scars ain't never gone.
That is Joel Sonye. He passed away over the weekend.
Yeah.
Right through the door, come a tear-stained letter.
This is his big country hit right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah. You remember playing his music, I'll bet.
This was the early 90s.
Yeah, he was good. Didn't have, like you say, didn't have a lot of hits, but had a couple, and
he was
still
Cajun.
Performing.
He was Cajun. He was
yeah.
Cajun
yes.
country star, and he passed away after a show, it sounds like.
Yeah, he just really played the encore, and they were getting ready, you know. I don't know, to
He's
sign
getting ready
autographs.
To sign autographs.
Yeah.
I got it right here. He took a moment to rest before he was scheduled to sign autographs. He then suffered cardiac arrest.
Yeah, basically.
In Texas.
Died right there almost.
Llano, Texas at the Llano Country Opry. Flown to nearby Austin for medical treatment.
Did not survive.
And he passed away. He's now gone but not forgotten, Joel Sonye.
Well, 77?
77.
All right.
Years old. Almanac stats today, January 8th, Thursday, 18th day of the year. I said 8th, 18th, and it's the 18th day of the year. 1778, English navigator Captain James Cook discovered the Hawaiian Islands.
Mm-hmm.
He called them the Sandwich Islands. And then the Hawaiian said, Hawaiian native says, you didn't discover anything, Jack. We've been here for centuries.
Right.
Pal, what did you discover? We've been here the whole time. Just welcome.
To the
Come
party.
On in. And don't call us the Sandwich Islands either.
Right.
I don't know if he's calling it Sandwich because it's halfway between North America and Asia. I wonder where the sandwich was he hungry? And that was came to his mind right away when he stepped on. I'm going to name this. I'm hungry. I'm going to name these the Sandwich Islands.
With an Hawaiian sweet roll?
No. If you're going to do a Sandwich Island, of course, there's Spam and pineapple involved. Spam
yes.
and pineapple.
That's big.
It's got to be pork.
Yep.
1911, first time an aircraft landed on a ship. I'd like to see Maverick do this. Oh, speaking of that, guess what? They're doing a third Top Gun.
Oh, are
it's
they?
It's been green-lighted. Looks like Tom Cruise has signed on to be Maverick. So they'll do Top Gun 3. But Eugene B. Ely flew onto the deck of the USS Pennsylvania, which wasn't an aircraft carrier. It was a regular old, probably battleship, USS Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
And just landed on there in the San Francisco Harbor. First time ever. Now they do it regularly.
Yeah, they do.
Let's go to 1952 here. Let's remember a funny man.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
Curly didn't have to say much because he could make you feel what the moment is by just some guttural noises.
Facial expressions and guttural noises.
Pretty much. That's
he could
it.
Do it all.
Some of his famous ones. Just a few of Curly's noise.
And he had his own shuffle.
And he was only 48.
Yeah.
He was not in good health, didn't take care of his health.
He had
some
many
issues.
Strokes and just mental issues developed. And, yeah, he really had a trying life in a short 48 years.
But he made a lot of people laugh in those
short 48 years. He and his brother Mo.
1958.
Willie O'Ree skated under the ice of the hallowed Montreal Forum wearing a Bruins sweater. When he did, he became the first black man to play in an NHL game.
It must be quite an exciting thing, isn't it, to get into an NHL game for the Boston Bruins. What do you feel about it, Willie? Anything unusual?
No, it was the greatest thrill of my life, I believe. I'll always remember this day.
Willie O'Ree broke the color barrier in the National Hockey League. With the Boston Bruins.
Nicely done.
And then it was like, just a few years ago that they might have been 64 years after that. So 2 years ago, I guess, 2022, that the Boston Bruins then retired his jersey anniversary of him breaking the color barrier.
And what year was that?
1958.
58.
1958.
Wow.
I had a chance to meet him. He came to one of our minor league hockey games as an appearance.
Nice.
In Memphis, and I got a chance to interview him on my radio broadcast of the game and everything. It was
quite the
honor. Willie Ray, yes, very nice, very humble, and
no doubt could play.
Obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
1967 here this date.
Greater Boston women should be able to sleep more peacefully and soundly tonight, knowing that Albert DeSalvo is behind this door.
Albert DeSalvo, you may know him better as the Boston Strangler. He was convicted of his crimes on this date. He raped and murdered 13 women.
Nice.
He was later sentenced to life in prison, was then later killed in prison,
oh,
Jeffrey Dahmer style, by a fellow inmate in 1973.
Oh.
Boston Strangler. And there were several different crimes using DNA. There were some copycat murderers, if you will.
Yep.
That took place as a result. Some of them they thought he did, and then later on with DNA evidence, they ruled him out. But it still totaled a total of 13, and that was obviously awful.
Terrible.
Back in the 1960s.
You hate to say he got what he deserved, but...
From something that was awful to something that, I really enjoyed.
We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
Oscar Goldman, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster.
$6 Million Man premiered as a television show. It had a couple of movies that were technically pilot movies.
Yeah.
And then it debuted as an actual weekly television program this date on ABC.
Yeah. That was interesting.
1974. My favorite show as a kid. No doubt it was.
Yeah, you had the lunchbox. And
I had
the
lunchbox. Yeah. I had the action figure. I had the pajamas.
Right.
I had a lot of... I had the Steve Austin action figure where you could look through the eye and go...
Right.
Where it actually kind of magnified, and the clicking arm and all kinds of fun stuff.
Now, if I heard that right, it says we have the capability. Now, I always thought we had the...
He said that before.
Okay.
I didn't play the whole thing because we have time constraints here on the Bob Almanac. I started it kind of midway through.
Okay.
He said, gentlemen, we have the technology.
Yes.
We have the capability. To build the world's first bionic man.
And I'd been introduced
Austin will be that man.
Will be that man. Yeah. I'd been introduced to Lee Majors in the Big Valley.
Well, of course you did.
And
yes.
Then he became a mega. Well, he was already a star, but then $6 million man. Wow. That was big.
Yeah, it exploded.
And what year was that?
74.
Very nice.
Then a year later, it was Robert Blake's turn.
Oh, sure.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
And Sammy Davis Jr. singing the theme. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all.
Although I think I would still take Oscar Goldman.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do it. I think this is the theme where he says... If you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Right.
Or don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Robert Blake as Beretta. The name of that theme song is Eye on the Sparrow, which, of course, he didn't have a sparrow. I think it was a parrot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was this date in 75. Then Robert Blake did some bad things later on.
And he did some time.
And he did. 1979.
Introducing Intellivision, the new home video system from Mattel Electronics. Two components, each sold separately. Start with the master component. Available now for super games like NFL football.
To pass.
Go for it, Dad.
Caught it.
Intellivision was introduced. It was the answer to Atari.
Yep.
To the Atari 2600, 1979 Mattel. They had George Plimpton eventually become their spokesperson, and anybody who was playing video games late 70s, early 80s, they know that Intellivision was superior to Atari, just as far as the graphics and the games. The sports games are so much better.
Yeah.
And that's why we got Intellivision way before we got an Atari 2600. Then maybe 2 or 3 years later we got an Atari 2600, because the Atari did have better games. The graphics just weren't as good.
Right.
If you wanted Pac-Man... If you wanted Space Invaders, if you wanted Asteroids, you had to go to Atari. Intellivision had versions of those, but they weren't the same ones.
Okay.
But Intellivision, 1979. But that was one where it would overheat. The Atari wouldn't overheat, but the Intellivision would overheat. All of a sudden, it would just start whining and whistling, and you'd just have colors up on the screen. You'd have to cool it off. So that's why we had to get the Atari. So then we'd switch from the Intellivision to the Atari. So Intellivision, this date, 1979. There's an interesting Toys That Built America where they talk about the development of all those gaming consoles and how they came about.
Yeah, that would be good.
It's very interesting.
Marion Barry tonight delegated many of his duties as mayor of the nation's capital, but did not resign. Word of this came hours after the D.C. mayor was brought before a federal magistrate on misdemeanor drug charges.
Yeah, Marion Barry, mayor of Washington, D.C., arrested. He was smoking crack, and of course, this is what Chris Rock had to say.
How the hell did Marion Barry get his job back? Smoke crack got his job back. How the hell that happened? I mean, if you get caught smoking crack at McDonald's, you can't get your job back. That's right. They're not going to trust you around the Happy Meals.
And where are they going to send? They're going to send him to...
Yeah, send your ass to Hardee's.
To Hardee's, exactly. So that was his state in 1990. Because, yes, later on, he would get...
He did get his job
He'd get reelected by the people, for the people. That's who they wanted as their mayor. They wanted a crack-smoking mayor. I mean, if you want that, they... And if he's eligible for the election, that's all part of the process of the election. It's for the people to decide.
Yeah. It was a misdemeanor, not a felony.
Yes, so think about that for a moment.
Finally, legendary pool hustler Minnesota Fats passed away Wednesday. You know, now he's probably up in heaven, racking them up for a game with St. Peter. Or maybe he's in hell, where demons gnawed his flesh and the agonies of the damned never cease. Either way, he'll be missed. And that's all for now, folks.
Miss Norm MacDonald. Norm MacDonald announcing the death of Minnesota Fats on this date. Pool player, hustler. He got it done.
He did. And he wasn't from Minnesota. No. It was weird.
No. The movies were based on him.
Right.
The Sting, the Hustler, there were a few, weren't there?
Yeah.
So that was this date, 1996. 2011 here this date.
But this will be my last year on this show. No, I know. It's been a long time. It's been 28 years. There is a time that, you know, everything must come to an end for certain people on camera, especially certain old people.
Regis, who, of course, is no longer with us anymore. He's gone but not forgotten, but he announced this date that he'd be leaving the Regis, which was eventually, at one point in time, it was Kathy Lee, and of course, then he was with Kelly, Regis and Kelly at that time. That was 2011. Let's also remember,
nobody knows where you're going.
Glenn Frey passed away this date.
Oh, yeah.
2016.
Gosh, it's been 8 years, huh?
67. Good solo career.
Great,
he had about as good of a solo career. He may have had the best solo career of any of the Eagles.
Yeah.
Don Henley had, of course, Dirty Laundry and had some hits as well. But I think
Glenn Frey surpassed. Yeah,
plus,
I would agree.
You know, he's associated with Miami Vice, too. A lot of his songs were used on Miami Vice.
Yeah.
And so he was 67. He passed
Quite
away.
Quite skilled.
Birthdays now.
See the funny little clown, see him laughing as you walk by.
83 for Bobby Goldsboro.
Nice.
Everybody thinks he's happy cause you never see a tear in his eyes.
I loved his voice.
Funny little clown.
Yes.
No one.
His songs crossed over to country.
Yeah. I think we all watched Scotty Grow, didn't we?
He did. And you know what? He grew into it to be a jerk.
Well, that was sad.
After the song.
Right.
The song didn't include that, but after the song, if he would have done a sequel. 83 for Bobby Goldsboro.
And what it all comes down to is this. Money isn't everything. It's the only thing. And everyone has a price for the $1 million man.
All right, let's go over to Sean Mooney.
Oh, and a cameo from Mean Gene, of course.
Like you say, nobody makes more.
He's the $1 million man, Ted DiBiase. And he is 70 today.
You say you're hungry.
Bobby Goldsboro, 60s music to the 80s, and the Thompson Twins.
Oh, sure. Pretty good.
And And they were not twins.
No.
They were a trio, and none of them related. But that's Tom Bailey.
I guess I don't understand the name. I'm sure there's a story behind it.
Yeah, it's something to do with a British TV show.
Okay.
So Tom Bailey is 70. Kevin Costner.
This guy's a first ball fastball hitter. He's looking for heat.
Oh, yeah? So what? He ain't seen my heat.
All right, me. Give him your heat.
Why is he always calling me me? I'm the guy driving a Porsche.
Now wait for it. Wait for it.
Fastball.
He just told the hitter, here comes the fastball.
And it went a long way.
It went a long way. It hit the bull. It hit the bull. He got a free steak on it.
Right. That was all.
Kevin Costner.
He hasn't seen my...
Who now talks like this on Yellowstone? He's like Batman.
Right.
Kevin Costner is 69.
I was born to love you.
Mark Hawley. Had a couple of top tens.
We got to interview him here.
Even the man in the moon is crying.
Yeah.
And then this was the other top ten. Born to love you.
Saw him at Iconic Fest.
I was born.
They flew him in like on a day's notice.
He was like a late fill-in.
Yeah,
right?
When Aaron Tippin got sick or couldn't make it.
Okay.
So Mark Hawley came in, did a very nice job. Good man.
Mark Hawley is 68. Everybody hated Nellie. Right? Nellie Olson.
What did I tell you? Country girls don't even know what a blackboard is. Nellie.
So condescending.
Yeah. I can see why people didn't like her.
Exactly. Her and Laura, they came to fisticuffs a few times there on the prairie.
You got to stand your ground and stand up for yourself.
62, that's Allison Arngrim, who played Nellie Olson. She is 62 today.
I've been traveling all over, and I'll tell you, one of my favorite places is Mexico. Have you guys ever Mexico? It's kind of like here, but it's a little more fun. You know why? Because they have something down there that we don't have here. It's called no laws at all. And laws always get in the way of fun, you know? Like here you go to a doctor. In Mexico, you are a doctor. And I think that's great.
He's a comedian, Dave Attell. And he's got some funny stuff out there. He's 59. One of the guardians of the galaxy.
Why would they do that?
Probably because Rocket stole some of their batteries.
Dude!
Right. He didn't steal some of those. I don't know why they're after us. What a mystery this is.
Oh, David Batista. Drax is funny. They all are pretty funny, yeah. But Drax is amongst the funniest. He was a former wrestler. He's a pro wrestler.
Okay.
And then he got into acting.
Yeah, he's a good-sized boy.
Dave Bautista is 55. Our rapper of the day is DJ Quick, 54 today. And then from How I Met Your Mother...
I'm drinking till I forget the 1999 NFC Championship.
That game. The Vikings were 2 minutes away from going to the Super Bowl when our kicker, who hadn't missed all year, shanked a field goal, and we lost in overtime.
I wouldn't call it a shank. A shank means that it ends up, you know, where the cheerleaders are.
Right.
He just pushed it.
It was just a little right,
yeah,
it seemed to
me. Yeah, exactly. And yesterday was the anniversary of that. Oh. And somebody said my staff forgot that. No, I've got it on the list. I just didn't feel like bringing it up. Because it was also the anniversary of the 87. And he said 99, which technically was the 98 NFC Championship, even though it occurred in 99.
Right.
That's how you title those games.
Yeah, it's the 98 season. Yeah.
Exactly. And the 87 NFC Championship loss to the Redskins. I just didn't want to really talk about them. So we've done that just about every year.
But, yeah, we have.
Jason Segel, who was on How I Met Your Mother and other things, 44 today.
Because his character was from Minnesota,
yes,
obviously,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, gone.
And last name Erickson, by the way.
Yeah. No relation.
No.
Gone, but not forgotten today. We've got a pretty good list. Is it Peter Roget or Roget?
I go Roget.
That's kind of the way we did. Roget's thesaurus. Many of us used those growing up in school. And this lexicographer was born on this day in 1779.
I can't imagine you using a thesaurus for anything more than leveling a table.
Well, that did come in handy. It certainly did. Dr. Thomas A. Watson, one of the famous Watsons. Sherlock Holmes had his Dr. Watson. Alexander Graham Bell made this guy, who's a very smart man and in his own right, his assistant. And then the first words uttered in the telephone, right, was, Mr. What was it? Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was
the guy.
But
it was really grainy. It's really hard to tell what it is.
Yeah, 1854 he was born. The guy, it is Winnie the Pooh Day. You ran a story on that earlier. It's due to the author A.A. Milne. And the guy said his full name, Alan Arthur or something, Milne. He wrote Winnie the Pooh and was born on this day, 1882. One of my favorites. Growing up as a kid, well, the duo of Laurel and Hardy and Oliver Hardy would have celebrated today.
Are you sure that Alexander Graham Bell's first words to Thomas A. Watson weren't, are you happy with your long distance?
Might have been.
Have you checked into your auto warranty?
Right.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
Look at that. Every time I think of it, I know
what those girls will think about us.
Nobody cry talked better than
no, and in a higher pitched voice, and nobody got more into more fine messes than Oliver Hardy. Usually, he got into them himself. 1892 for the great Oliver Hardy.
Well, Oliver Hardy was not that fleet of foot. I mean, he was a big man. He couldn't cover a lot of room at a feet, so he would easily get into fine messes because he couldn't run away from those fine messes.
That's right. He would get in them and stay in them, sadly. A fine actor by the name of Cary Grant, you may know.
I know. I look vaguely familiar.
Yes.
You feel you've seen me somewhere before.
Mm-hmm.
Funny how I have that effect on people. There's something about my face.
It's a nice face.
Yeah, I saw you in Arsenic and Old Lace. That's where I saw you. That's North by Northwest, Neil. On the train. They're on the train.
The Alfred Hitchcock inspired work. The fine actor, Cary Grant. Judy.
I don't think he's ever said that.
No.
That's like one of those
Goober
myths.
Said it.
That's one of those myths. And what do you think of the Flintstones equivalent, Cary Granite?
That was good. I mean, he was also quite strikingly handsome. Yeah. Cary Grant, born on this day in 1904, very talented. He can do it all. Sing, dance, act. Danny Kaye.
Tumbling a tiny little thing. Tumbling a dance. Tumbling a sing. Oh, Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? When your heart is full of love, you're 9 feet tall.
Sadly, I didn't see White Christmas this past year for the first time maybe in my life. But he was awesome alongside Bing Crosby in that. Danny Kaye, born on this day. 1913. Clown Bob Bell, he played Bozo with a name like Bozo. Do you really need the clown? 1922. Ray Dolby, we've heard of the Dolby sound system, the guy that invented it, 1933. And one more fine singing group, The Temptations, David Ruffin.
On a cloudy day.
That's pretty good.
When it's
there.
Cold outside. Month of May.
So
good. I guess you said what can make me feel.
What was the movie in the 80s? The Big Chill? Is that the one that kind of brought the oldies back out in front?
Yeah.
They're in the kitchen, they're singing.
Yes.
Pretty sure that's one of the songs. Heard it through the grapevine was another one, I think, that was in The Big Chill. But
good stuff. Fine singing group, and one of the guys in the group, one of the big stars, David Ruffin, born on this day, 1941. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Bobathon, Shenandoah, Two Dozen Roses, I Want to Dance with You, Eddie Rabbit. Or we could go with, I need one more fast one here. Please talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
Leave Them Boys Alone, Hank Jr. and Some Friends.
Sure, that would have been good, but once you said Eddie Rabbit, I was stuck.
WQPM, Princeton, WLK.